Hi, I'm Sam. Welcome to my podcast, Medical Musings with Sam. This is all about living with chronic illness and finding the best way possible to live a life of faith and hope despite our diseases. Chronic illness is a part of our lives. It doesn't need to be all of our lives. That's the hope I want to give you as I share my story of a life that was turned upside down due to the diagnosis of a rare bone disease in 2014. My life today resembles nothing of what it was before. I was an executive manager living in the rat race, and I love that role. Today, I'm still living a fulfilled life. Different, yes, but so rewarding. I'm a writer, I'm a blogger, and I help people through my online support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. And if life wasn't busy enough, I'm now a podcaster. So grab a cuppa, find a comfy chair, and together, let's find life can still be full of wonderful and special moments. Welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so looking forward to sharing this episode with you. It's one that's really close to my heart, as you will see. It's all about seizing the day. This week, I celebrated my 57th birthday. Now, I wasn't going to reveal my age, but then I thought, wow, I'm 57. I actually made it to 57. So with that thought, I realized I should shout it from the mountaintop. My health has not been kind for the past 15 years, as you know, and on few occasions, I nearly didn't make it at all. So 57, that is an awesome achievement. The weird thing is, even though my body functions more like it's 80 and I feel every part of that, I really don't feel mentally like I'm 57. I still feel mid-40s at worst and late-30s at best. I'm also a great aunt now, which, whenever I say that out loud, reminds me of a character from a Jane Austen or Charlotte Bronte novel. I've been a step-nana for a while, but great aunt just sounds older somehow. My great nephews and niece are so adorable, and they just melt my heart. So it is a title I am thrilled to have and wear really proudly. It just seems like yesterday, though, when my nephews were babies and were equally as gorgeous. I just couldn't get enough of them. It's hard to believe they have families of their own now. Where on earth do the years go? So as my birthday approached, my husband and I had our annual daydreaming session where we think about what we'd like to do, what we might do, what we can't do, and what we realistically will do to celebrate my special day. We do the same for his birthday as well. It's just a process that we have to go through when it comes to birthdays or Christmas or Easter or anything else. But we decided that we wanted to live little. So I've been housebound for 10 months since my long hospital stay in September last year. My new normal requires me to use a customized wheelchair outside of the home. It's currently being made and we haven't got it yet, so I'm still really housebound. We're hoping that it'll be ready by the end of the month, but in the meantime, that's our reality. And it makes our outing options extremely limited. I can, however, sit in the car if the seat is reclined, and so long as I have my pain meds working at the right time and we don't go too far, a little drive is possible. So we decided for this birthday, we should live a little, or at least try to. Life with chronic illness never runs smoothly. And to live a fulfilled life despite your disease, it's just a fact that we need to accept. And it is a fact that I have accepted. As I've said many times over the pages of my blog, in my book, and on this podcast, making concrete plans is just not something you can do with complex chronic illness. So how on earth could we decide to live a little as my birthday approached? Well, ridiculous as this sounds, we simply had to make no plans. We just had to seize the day. Well, how do you seize the day? What on earth does seizing the day even mean? Well, I went to the, trusting Oxford Dictionary to ensure I got this right. But to seize the day simply means make the most of the present moment. Make the most of the present moment. How perfect is this meaning? To make the most of the present moment is exactly what we need to do when living with chronic illness. We can't necessarily expect a full day of energy or symptom relief. We can't easily plan a holiday or have a weekend getaway, but we can forget about plans and make the most of special moments. We can soak them up and allow the joy of their memory to fill the hours and the days following, especially while we recover from making those moments. For my birthday, we really wanted to go for a country drive and check out a winery about 25 minutes from home. We weren't looking to eat there or get out of the car. We just wanted to drive to see its beautiful location. The only way it was going to happen was to have no plans for the week of my birthday. We know trying to go out on my actual birthday generally results in disappointment, so we avoid the idea altogether and just quietly celebrate the day at home. But with a clear week ahead, we've given ourselves every opportunity to seize the day. No pressure, no expectations, just a little hope and faith a moment would arrive when we could say, let's go right now. Now is the moment. So my birthday fell on the Thursday. And as I said, we didn't really want to go out on my birthday at all because that doesn't work. And we didn't want to go out on the Wednesday as that could have caused me to be bedridden on the Thursday. So Monday arrived and look, it wasn't a good day. I just wasn't feeling well at all. We shrugged and we just decided to see how I woke up on Tuesday. There were some other things that were going on that I had to cancel just in terms of ensuring that the week remained free. And I guess, you know, I was concerned I might have been upsetting people because I was cancelling things that they wanted to do with me. But we just needed to keep the week free. Otherwise, we would never be able to seize the day, to seize the moment. It just wouldn't have been possible. So Tuesday arrived and I just felt determined. It was one of those days. I woke up and it was like, okay, if it's ever going to happen, today is the day. I managed to get dressed early, which is a miracle in itself. The weather forecast had been for really quite heavy rain. So we thought there was no way Tuesday was going to be a possibility. And the extraordinary thing is I woke up on the Tuesday morning with this feeling of determination and the sun was shining unbelievably. And I looked on the weather forecast app and there was no sign of rain at all in the morning. It was all quite out west and it was going to take a while to come in. So you know, just nowhere to be seen was that wet weather. And although the temperature was cold, the winter sun was just so beautiful. This was the day. I knew it. We had a quick breakfast and we were on the road by 10:30 a.m. That's a miracle in itself. We were seizing the day. We were making the most of the current moment. I felt so blessed. We wanted to check out a place called the Albert River Winery as it's only 20 minutes from our home. And as I said before, we knew the scenery would be stunning. We were not disappointed. I've put some pictures up on my blog if you want to go and have a look at my medical musings. It is just gorgeous. I felt like I was in country heaven. And the good news is, if we did want to eat at the restaurant or the cellar's doors one day, it is actually all wheelchair friendly, so that was really exciting to find out. I was doing so well while we were at the winery, and we're just sitting in the car, and I was just looking at the scenery and taking photos from the car, and the rain was still holding off. So we decided to just drive on for another 20 minutes to a really pretty little village called Canungra. It's just gorgeous. My husband got us a takeaway coffee and a sausage roll from a little cafe in the main street, and we found an off-road quiet spot to sit in the car and enjoy more beautiful scenery. And I had more photo opportunities, which was just lovely. I just couldn't get enough of it. It was just so beautiful. So we had our sausage roll and we had our coffee and just, as I said, just soaked up the gorgeous scenery. And I was really starting to hurt a little bit by then. So we just said, okay, come on, let's drive back. We've gone 20 minutes further than we expected to. So we do have quite a bit of a drive home. But it was 40 minutes and we had stopped the car, which helps. And I was able to lay back further to align my spine and you know, get rid of some of the spinal pain and the sciatica and things. So that was good. So we did it and we got home, and on the drive home was equally as beautiful. I decided, right, I had enough taking photos. I just put my phone down even and just looked out the window and just soaked up all up as we drove home, and the light kept changing because you could see the weather was starting to roll in, but it was well and truly behind us at that point, so that was okay. And we just arrived home and the rain clouds rolled in. So the whole morning was perfect timing. We had truly seized the day, and a joyous moment had been created that would carry me through my entire birthday week, even if I was unable to do anything else. And as my birthday arrived, I was still reliving the joy of my country birthday drive. I was so happy. I was tired, but with no plans or great expectations on my actual birthday, we still managed to create and enjoy a very festive day at home on the Thursday. We had a beautiful birthday cake, which was way bigger than we were ever going to eat, but it was just gorgeous in terms of a decoration, and it was a rainbow cake. So you can imagine when you cut into it and you see all the different colours of the rainbow, it's just was gorgeous and it tasted amazing. So that was lovely, and my husband had wrapped up a heap of presents, and there was some balloons and beautiful birthday cards from friends and family, and it was just a lovely day. So the birthday wasn't spoiled. I enjoyed it at home. I love my home, so that wasn't a problem. And I enjoyed it even more knowing that we had achieved what we achieved on the Tuesday, and knowing that that was part of my birthday week and celebrations as well. So it didn't have to just be about the day. If you have a big event coming up and you are feeling the pressure to make it special for everyone else, take the pressure off yourself. Explain to your friends and family that you won't be making set plans because you need to seize the day and you have no idea which day that will be. I had to do that with a really close friend last week so that we could seize the day. And you know, that was disappointing for me and her. We wanted to meet up. We wanted to be able to spend some quality time together. But I knew that I also needed to get out of the house. And if she had have come, and I would have had to have arranged my whole, you know, health and well-being around that to be that visit, to be able to be in the moment for that visit. And I knew that if I did that, I wouldn't be able to do anything else. That's just the fact of my life. And I know that that's a fact for many people who live with chronic illness. We have to make difficult choices all the time. Generally, I will always err on the side of making the choice that makes others happy. That's just my personality. It's just how I am. But for once, I just felt that I needed to do something for my husband and I. 7 months is a long time to not actually go out and do something for half a day that is just purely beautiful. And we needed to do that. We needed to do that for our souls, for us. We just needed to do it. So, you know, it is important to explain to your friends and family why you need to seize the day. And if they are truly friends and family that love you, they will understand. My friend understood. It might not be easy, and I didn't want to say it, and I didn't want to do that, but that's the reality of living with chronic illness. And as I said, true friends will truly understand. Don't feel like you are being selfish. If you are like me, you are likely rarely able to do something just for you, and you're likely saving your energy moments every day to do things for others. So on your birthday, you can absolutely set the rules in order to do something that allows you to feel a sense of normality. Now for me, it was going on a country drive with my husband and soaking up the scenery. It's something I can do occasionally, and I enjoy it so much. It might be something very different for you depending on your disability, but just remember to seize the day and make the most of your chosen moment. And most importantly, have fun in your special moment, because chronic illness is a part of our life and not all of our life. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you again in our next episode. Take care, everyone, and please seize the day. Make moments special and relish them, and just help them to carry, use them to help you carry through day by day as you live with your chronic illness and as you create the best life possible. Love you all. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.